Hi there, welcome to Look and See for today, September the 10th. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my photo blog. You can find it at las.new-england.net.au. And to find the photographs for today, just navigate with the little calendar on the right-hand side of the homepage to September 10. Beautiful day today. Winter was lurking still, very chilly morning, 0 degrees, 32 Fahrenheit. But it warmed up during the day to pretend that we're heading towards spring. Today's photographs are a series I took on the way home from Armidale. If you've been listening to the audio for the past few days, you'd know that we've had a few days' worth of rain, off and on. And I came across several tens of black cattle, or really dark brown, I guess, feeding off the feed at the side of the road. A little bit of green pick coming up. You see that in the bottom left of the image. Then I came to the causeway across the Gera River, and these cattle were having a drink. A few calves around. It is that time of year. The interesting challenge for this one was the incredibly high contrast. It's always a problem I have, or maybe it's just me that has a problem with the high contrast. Black cattle, bright sunshine, light and dark. So I'm reasonably happy with the mix I've got here in this image. Obviously, the result you see will vary depending on the monitor that you're using to display the image. But it's on my flat LCD screen, it's pretty good. So the cattle were drinking as I approached the river. They moved off and to the left and behind the rocks that you can see in the top left quadrant. So as I moved on to the causeway, I took the second photograph, which is an image of the flow on the Gera River at the moment. It's a river in Australian terms, but it might be more of a largish stream elsewhere. The white frothy bits indicating the pace of the water flowing. It's not a broad creek or river. I suppose it might have been flowing only in a sort of a 6 foot, 2 meter breadth across the causeway. The flush of water down the river is pretty good for getting rid of some of the algae that builds up. There's been some green algae sitting on the upstream side of the causeway for a little while now. So it's going to clean things out a bit, which is really good. And the third and final photograph for today was taken on the eastern end of our property. It shows some of the woodland that we have, gum trees. And in this section there's just one solitary wattle, an acacia. And right now the wattles are flowering a bright yellow, beaconing there through the green. And if you look pretty carefully, you can see at least 5 eastern grey kangaroos on the centre, centre bottom and centre of the image, and one just off to the left-hand bottom. And a swamp wallaby, a solitary swamp wallaby, centre right, looking towards the 5 kangaroos. I didn't actually notice the 5 kangaroos when I took the shot. I saw 4, but I see that there are actually 5. There's a little one left of centre that I imagine is just a juvenile. Again, high contrast, the sunshine and the shadow in the woodlands under the trees. So there you have it, 3 images from my drive home this afternoon. A very pleasant day in New England. I'm Gordon Smith. If you'd like to send me an email, my address is Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, at las.new-england.net.au. Thanks for dropping by. See if you can do the same tomorrow and see what I've managed to photograph. Bye for now.